You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yonah Kohen, Kadisha, Alav Shalom, blessed Am Yisrael at the time of the grand opening of the Mishkan. And then he says he came down to do the Chatat. So here, the connection of the matters, we learn that when Aharon HaKohen blessed Am Yisrael, and then he did a mitzvah. So what does it mean? So that means that there is a special timing that the gates are open. But if you're not listening, or you're doing other things, then you lose the opportunity. As Tehillim Mizmor 69 says, V'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon. It's a famous pasuk that we cite this pasuk on Mincha after Shabbat, because the greatest opening that we have during the week, as was the tefillah, is Mincha Shabbat. It's called et ratzon. That's the greatest time of mustajab. So the very occasion time, they call it. Very special, unique timing that the tefillah could just like an express elevator. You know, from the first floor, it goes to 50. That's how it could happen. It's a story about one of the students of Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov, Zechut HaMaran Aleinu, the name of Rabbi Nachman Horad Nega. So Rabbi Nachman got married, and then after a little short timing, the wife comes to Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and she tells him, my husband disappeared. I don't know where he is. So Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, okay, let me see what's happening. So he looks for him, and then he finds him in the desert. He said, where did you go? What happened? Why? Your wife doesn't cook good food for you? What happened? So, Rabbi Nachman tells him, no, because he was a very special, unique, holy man. He had a Ruach HaKodesh. So, he told Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov, I noticed in my Ruach HaKodesh that when my wife is going to bring a child, she's going to leave the Sodom. So that's why I stayed away. So Baal Shem Tov says, let me discuss the matter with her. So he brings her and says, yeah, that's the story. That's what's going to happen. So she says, I don't care. As long as I'm going to have a child, it doesn't matter what's going to happen later. So she gets pregnant, and she prays to Ribono Shel Olam, at least give me the opportunity that we'll see my child will have his teeth before I leave this Olam. So she gives birth, and exactly when the boy will have his teeth, she leaves the Sodom. So Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh takes the child that was named Simcha, and he was raised in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh house, and he got married to granddaughter of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and from Rabbi Simcha and the granddaughter of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, a boy came to this olam named Rabbi Nachman Mibereslev. Yeah. So now, we can look at the touching point here. So the husband, I mean, they named him after the grandfather. That was Rabbi Nachman Horad Nega. So he said, see, my wife prayed that at least let me to see this child like 2 or 3, so he will have, you know, his teeth. So he said, if she would have prayed at that moment that she will be leaving to see his chuppah, the tefillah will be accepted. Because in that moment, it was Edward's own. But what did she say? Just say, you know, a short version of the prayer that she, because she never thought, because she believed that whatever that her husband says is really true, it was true. That was the decree in Shamayim, but that was the Et Ratzon. But she missed it. And that's what exactly it is. There's many, many opportunities that we can have the tefillah go through. But if you're absent at that moment, you're somewhere else, then you lose out, Chas v'Shalom.
And when was the Etzratzon for her?
For her, at the moment that she prayed that she'll be able to raise this child. She only prayed that, you know, I will see his teeth. That's what she prayed. Yeah, he says, Ribono shel olam, ten li legadel oto lefachot ad sheyismechu lo shinayim. That's all she said. But if she would say, you know, let me see his bar mitzvah, his chatuna, or see when he becomes a father, it would be accepted, and he was accepted. But she missed yeah. So that's what exactly the whole concept here is, that the Chas v'Shalom would not miss out the very, very delicate timing that is Et Ratzon. It's the time that the tefillah will be mustajab and will go through. Hashem Yizakenu, the tefillatenu yeh merubal v'ratzon. And nizkeh v'chodesh, v'alech haslacha, v'sorot tovot, semachot. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.